Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Last year, during the Christmas homily, in the evening mass, I decided to sing an old Italian Christmas carol. Soon after, I began, one of the curtains that decorated the sanctuary caught fire. So this year, with your permission, I will try to do as little damage as possible and keep my songs for the shower or driving in the car. Someone texted me this morning wishing me a merry, fire-free Christmas. I want to welcome everyone and wish you a very merry Christmas. I ask that you would send my Christmas wishes to others who would like to be here with us tonight and yet have not been able to come, the elderly, the sick, and the homebound. Please tell them that we remember them, we miss them, and we are praying for them. And I want to greet, in a special way, those who are visiting us or do not usually come to Mass at St. Anne, Catholics or non-Catholics, and especially those who have had a difficult year in 2017. I know that many of you celebrate these days with wounds in your heart for a loved one who has passed, suffering from illness or from a great sacrifice that God has asked of you this year. To those of you who suffer or have suffered, especially sufferings of the heart, Merry Christmas. There is no other day like this in the calendar. I would like to explain to those who are not Catholics something I repeat every year because it is so important to our understanding of what we are celebrating. For us, Catholics, Christmas is not an event stuck in the past. We do not gather together out of nostalgia to just remember the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem long ago and sing beautiful and old melodies from our childhood. We believe that in the liturgy here in this Mass, before our eyes, those mysteries that we read in the Word of God and that we have just heard are made present by the Holy Spirit. We bring them back in a sacramental way. This word, sacramental, means that we need the gift of faith to see these mysteries. Our eyes cannot see the body of baby Jesus, and yet his body is what we will receive in this Mass. We are not in Bethlehem Yet this church is really the manger where the Son of God is gone to be born this evening. We cannot see the light of the angels singing and praising the Lord. And yet, in the voices of our choir, we hear the echo of angel voices. I tell you that right now, this church is full of angels who've come to serve Jesus on the altar. So we celebrate Christmas because for us, Catholics, and for you, if you wish, Jesus is going to be born for us tonight. It makes you want to burst into tears of joy. You have to be someone very important to God, because He took on a human nature to save you. As one of the Christmas prefaces beautifully states, He has assumed your human mortality to make you eternal, because you needed a Savior. You have a Savior. And now you are invited to let Him come into your life. Tonight I want to talk about the most important virtue to change your life. That virtue is called humility. Yes, tonight God becomes a child for us and invites us to become small in order to be great, in order to reach Him. The great lesson of Christmas is that out of love, the infinite becomes small. The Almighty becomes weak. The Omnipotent is revealed in the crying of a newborn. Oftentimes, we complain that we do not understand God. It is true. We do not understand Him. But the reason is the opposite of what we usually think. We think that we do not understand God because He is very complicated. But it is the other way around. We do not understand Him because He is simple, and we are too proud to understand such great humility. I will give you an example. Imagine we are told from heaven to write the account of the birth of God among us. Can you imagine what we would have done? We would have looked for the best writers, the best authors in history, and we would have asked them to use all their art and talent, all their wit and intelligence to write the narrative. We would have written long, beautiful books and stories worthy of God. If heaven asked us where we thought God was going to be born, of course, nobody would have chosen a manger. The Son of God, in our imagination, without a doubt, would have been born in a palace, or in the clouds of the sky, or at least in some worthy place. At the end of all that complicated process, men would have chosen the most polished, most extraordinary version. We would have read it to God and told him, "So, Lord, this is how we thought you should have been born." Now, I want you to hear how God has narrated to us the most important event in history, the birth of his son. It's from today's gospel. "While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." What would we have said when we heard his telling of that story? We would have thought they were joking, right? Three lines? Did he say the Son of God was born in a manger? That there was no place for him? Where is the excitement, the beauty, the glamour? That is impossible. Does this writer not realize that we are not able to grasp the simplicity of this story? That we do not learn about things in simple ways because we have stopped being children and have become complicated? That we cannot enter the mystery of Christmas because we are not as humble as that God who is born in Bethlehem? Everything at Christmas speaks to us about the simplicity with which God does things. Without humility, there is nothing we can do to understand. Maybe what you have imagined about God in your head is not really what God is. Either you bend down as he did, or humble yourself as he did, or choose the last place as he did, or you will never understand what this story is all about. You will remain in the bright lights, the holiday meals, and the piles of gifts, and lose yourself in the noise of these days, because you have not stopped to contemplate Jesus, to be astonished by so much love and so much simplicity. The humility of which I speak now means that you need to live here tonight knowing that you need God in your life. You need to come here and be with him. Return to the sacraments where he waits to forgive you in confession, to strengthen you in the Eucharist, and to fill you with love and hope. We need humility to recognize that many times we are wrong, that we have done harm to many people. We need humility to ask for forgiveness from those we have mistreated, those who have been hurt, those we have caused pain and sadness, those we have made cry. Humility is to love our enemy and be willing to believe that our lives can change, that there is always hope, that with the help of Jesus, we can leave the place where we are and fly with Him to the highest heavens. Dare to be a child like Him and to be born again. We Catholics, Christians, are very lucky. Our faith is the most beautiful, the most divine, because it is so human, and most human because it is so divine. God is a child. And today, in the Eucharist, we will meet again in that same style and humility with which God does things. We will kneel before Him, and we will recognize Him in the consecrated bread. The Eucharist and Christmas are the same mystery of humility. Just as God chose the simplicity of a poor family, a dark night, a dirty manger, a helpless child to show us the madness of His love, tonight He chooses a lowly priest sinner and the simplicity of a little bread, the simplicity of this celebration is to tell us, to tell you, I love you. Come to me. Do not be afraid. I need your heart, and you need me. You know how much need you have of me. Mother Mary, help us to believe. Help us to be children again. Help us to love your Son and be the arms and hands that embrace Him tonight, just as yours did. The heart that, like yours, loves Him with passion and gentleness. May this Mass and this Christmas be the celebration not only of the birth of your Son Jesus, but also of our birth as sons of God to a new life. Jesus is born today. Will you be born with Him tonight?
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.